It's on.
It's May, is it May 20th? Mm-hmm. May 20th, 2019. We'll say the year just in case, you know, this goes to the Smithsonian someday and people are wondering, what year was that session conducted?
You know, I mean, someone might want to use our discussion in a paper sometime, yeah, you know?
Was that session before or after the apocalypse? Yeah. Anyway, we considered your language changes for wages, and there's several pieces of it. There's like whether or not there's a lump sum before the end of the fiscal year, because the carry forward, we don't have that situation this year. The 2021 across the board, and then there's a promotion capture, a Hall of Fame issue. That's the numbers are subsection 5, subsection 12, subsection 13. We're not picking any of those up. What we are offering is language for 2511. And that's 2511, and we're proposing a, I guess you could call it a compression inversion salary adjustment.
Okay.
And that would be this here, Jonathan. It's it basically is bringing people who are making less money than certain individuals hired at a lower rank up to their rate of pay. So it's adjusting a difference in pay.
Is this the same structure? This is the most recent structure, probably 2 or 3 years ago, right? Where we used it's basically an inversion correction, right? In rank. So is this an inversion correction? Is that the same structure?
So everything else in the wage article would stay the same, except for these two changes in our iteration.
Okay. Any thoughts on one of the elements we included in there was for the promotions for assistant clinical faculty?
Yeah, I've been given this, and I've been told that this is the changes to the that the existing language that we're willing to make. So that's that, and so I think that the way that we talked about scheduling that. We'll have another session in 2 days.
Yeah, like 2 days. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can counter.
Okay.
As you see fit on that. The other issue I think that's out there is 3, and you proposed a change in 3, and we're not accepting the change in 3, so 3 would be the same.
Okay.
Unchanged.
Now we've exhausted our release time. For that now, is that and that 3 language was in our last session was one that you guys had said that you would pick up that you were initially said you were willing to pick up, but then drew back based on the context of it. Is there further thought on that, or something that you're going to reconsider, or?
I don't know where the university will go with 3 eventually. You know. That's the position that I've been authorized to take at the table.
Okay. And is this the proposals for everything that's on the table?
Yeah, the intellectual property issue, our position would be that we think that needs more work. Mm-hmm. And the intellectual property issue was the distance learning piece, if I'm saying it correctly.
Online, yeah.
Online. Mm-hmm. We think that might be more appropriate to take up when we're at full book. Mm-hmm. And then I guess the other piece is the academic freedom piece. Mm-hmm. And since that's not open, we thought that would be something we would take up at full book. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else is out there.
You guys had also opened, in conjunction to that, what was it? It was Article 20 or 21. It was the comparable one, the conflict of interest. Outside activity. conflict of interest?
I think our thoughts on that is to kick that down the road to full book. But I'll make sure of that.
Okay.
I think that's where we're at with that.
I have a couple of thoughts. Anything else that I could do?
No, that's it.
We're in agreement on status quo and those other elements, specifically, not Article 3, but the ones about intellectual property. I thought that was a very helpful conversation we had last session about really thinking that the primary point of discussion is what constitutes like the university investment in those classes, right? What would trigger that? And we want to go back and look at that more too and think of that in that specific context. The same thing with the issue about academic freedom, that the university has put that forward for policy review, right? Now, it wasn't attached to a specific policy. It was just for comment on that statement. We're fine with waiting to get feedback from that as well to kind of let the different entities have conversation about that as well. So those are things that we're perfectly happy to look at. We would or to pull back for full book. We'll take a caucus and just kind of review these here for a second. But I just wanted to let you know on those things. I it may come as a surprise, but I haven't gotten any additional feedback on the what constitutes 100% attendance at the issues. If you guys.
Has graduation?
Yeah, it's already happened.
Did everybody show up?
Yeah.
I will ask that question again.
What we thought would be helpful is if we provide our position on it.
Okay,
and
good.
And then that way, instead of just kind of waiting, our position on that is for 100% attendance. Anyone who is on sanctioned leave as per the CBA, right? Whether this is sabbatical or out of the leaves article, right? Or anything else that's a formally sanctioned, that they would be excluded from the contract, by the contract, from that 100% attendance requirement, right? And then the second element is in money that's provided to the department, we've reviewed this and it would most likely fall under the universe management rights to provide departmental funds, right? To say, okay, this department gets, you know, X amount of dollars because everyone attended. And those are departmental funds, right? If these are funds that are distributed directly to a faculty member, right? That would constitute a wage or a bonus or something like that. That would have to go through bargaining.
Okay.
So that's our position on that, and depending on how others respond, right, or whatever this, however that circumstance is portrayed or how it plays out, that's the framework that we'd respond to.
Okay. With it. All right. Very good. Does anybody have any questions of Jonathan about their position with regard to how to qualify for the funds for attendance and graduation?
Maybe I missed it, but part about making sure that the department doesn't pay a penalty because somebody's on sabbatical or
Jonathan said that if anybody's on any kind of sanctioned leave,
Part
of the contract, whether it's a leave or a sabbatical, professional development or whatever, they would all be not. They wouldn't be expected
part of that,
to be
right. Graduation. That's what we meant.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, can we take a caucus for a few minutes?
We'll go
look over it
and just let us know. Where will we be?
There's actually a very nice little conference room.
Yeah, we should be able to go from
there.
All right, I'm going to turn this off.